Spain has announced its first case of African swine fever since 1994. I'm Daniel Drotzman with your Farm News Update. U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President of Economic Analysis Aaron Borrow explains the impact on global pork trade.
So Spain is a top global exporter of pork, and they are also the largest producer of pork within the EU. Spain's production was about 27% of EU production thus far this year. That's about 3.88 million metric tons produced in January through September. And that production is actually on a record pace, so up 6.6%.
Because of regionalization agreements, Spain will be able to continue the majority of its pork exports.
The intra-EU trade continues, and they have obviously regionalization, and that trade is practically unimpacted. So what's important is the third country trade. And there, I think Spain is really a success story and something that the U.S. industry should aspire to, because they were very quickly regionalized. EU regionalization, Spanish authorities and EU authorities agreeing on that regionalization literally within days. Only about a third of Spain's exports to third country markets are fully suspended. So that means the majority of their trading partners have accepted EU regionalization, at least the majority based on volumes. As we look at, you know, the big impacts, those countries that have suspended Spain's pork. So their second largest destination after China is Japan, and Japan is a full suspension. There should be some opportunities for U.S. pork into Japan, thinking mostly frozen loins. For Malaysia, I am optimistic. Again, the potential for kind of a mix of cuts, and just given the limited facilities eligible globally to supply that market, there should be some incremental business for the U.S.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Daniel Drotzman.